Butterfly Soul Life Coaching School podcast. I'm Genoa Manifestation Coach. I help people completely change their life on the deepest root energetic soul level. I help people change their whole reality through subtle energy, through changing these underlying belief systems and energetic patterns related to our family system, our family of origin, and this deep level, right? It's working on a soul level. So I help people manifest in their business with money, and even I help people with relationships, though that's not the main focus of my work. Mostly, I'm helping people with money, abundance, and helping other empaths and healers and other spiritual women and other artists, other people who have a soul purpose that is more on the spectrum of sensitivity in this world. Sensitive people, empathic people, spiritual people who have a gift, have gifts, plural, and they're meant to get these gifts out into the world in an abundant way that's satisfying for their soul, and they're going to be able to receive infinite abundance, financial support for doing their soul's purpose. Their soul's gifts gets to be something that is their biggest moneymaker beyond what they ever thought possible. So this is what I am here to do. This is very closely related to everything I do as for myself as an individual. This is my path. And therefore, naturally, whatever our path is what we naturally help others with. It's our expertise. It's our life experience. So as a spiritual life coach, manifestation coach, and as a person who really focuses on abundance and soul purpose work, one of the things that I want to talk about is manifesting in business, manifesting in your business. So everything at the deep soul core level of life is a manifestation. Manifestation is basically the study of life, how things come to be, how things are manifesting, right? Science can only go so far. Manifestation takes it to the next level, because manifestation, it understands everything there is to know about the natural world, right? We understand science, we understand neuroscience, we understand psychology, the way things are, biology, all of these things, right, that can be studied and proven. But manifestation is a realm of spirituality. It's a more energetic realm of life. But in no way does that mean manifestation is less credible or less valid. This existence itself is a spiritual existence. So the ground of our being, the ground of science, is spirit. Spirit cannot, I mean, science cannot exist without God, without spirit, without the universe, without some higher power, right? And so this is my opinion. This is the way I see things. This is my experience, right? So, and everyone's belief systems and the way everyone sees reality is always subject to change. And so, anyways, I just say that because I don't want people to make this assumption that I'm thinking like the way I'm saying it is the way it is and there's no other possibilities. So that's not true, because all perspectives in consciousness are valid. Everything that exists has validity because it exists, right? But the way we focus our attention in life is what really matters. Where we focus our energy on, where we put our faith into, that is what matters, right? So there's people on the planet who put their faith in science, okay? And that is great. We need people doing that. Then there are people like me who put their faith in spirituality, in manifestation, in psychology, okay? So these are just different focuses, okay? Everyone on the planet has a unique focus and unique life purpose, and we need everyone, all right? So when I talk, I am not excluding. I intend to share my focus and my individual life purpose, but that doesn't mean I exclude that scientists, right, are not doing amazing, valuable work on the planet. Obviously, we need them. Okay, so anyways, I just want to make that clear because I think it's easy for humans, we're human, it's easy for us to make assumptions about what we see, which is a very narrow view sometimes, and it's just a human thing that we do. Anyways, manifesting in your business, okay, and we can apply this to any type of business that there is. Your business is just another manifestation of your thoughts. That's all it is. Okay, so however you imagine your business to be, okay, and I know this is deep, right? I don't know, maybe it sounds shallow to you, but it's very deep. It's very deep what I'm talking about. That your business is always going to reflect your psyche, what you think, what you believe. And the work I've been doing lately is connected to my family stuff, right? My family system, family of origin, and my business, how it all relates. So your family system actually has a great deal of relevance to the kind of success you're able to manifest in your business. So a lot of empaths, a lot of black sheeps of the family have a mission. They have a spiritual purpose. They have a purpose that they're here to live out, right? They're maybe healers, artists of some kind, and they're here to express what's in their soul. And they're here to live a beautiful life and get paid doing that. But when we grow up in a family system where we're the black sheep, for example, or we are the scapegoat. Actually, I like the word scapegoat because recently I've been questioning that term black sheep and if it's actually a good term to use. So scapegoat is a better term. Okay, pretend I said scapegoat. Scapegoat is the term I meant to say. If you're constantly holding that unconscious energy of the family, and you're an empath, and you're the sensitive one, when it comes to putting your work out into the world, right, and this is my struggle, you imagine the outside to have the same opposition that you felt in your family system because that is what is familiar to your psyche. So however your soul purpose was treated by your family system, right? Did your family system respect you for who you uniquely are and the gifts you're here to give? Or did they deny your gifts, basically emotional abuse and override your validity, who you are, your soul purpose, right? Your true self. So if you didn't live in a family where your true self was welcomed and appreciated, And there's degrees to this too, you know, like I feel like my family wasn't too horrible, but still there are subtle energies where, you know, I couldn't be myself. I wanted to be a dancer, and I just did not want to be a swimmer, and that was what I was forced to do. So, you know, if you're hearing this from like a superficial perspective, maybe you're just like, oh, whatever, that's not too big of a deal, right? Swimming is a great sport. It is a great sport, and I learned a lot. But on a subtle energetic level, right, and as we progress in life, we're going to clear different levels of ourselves. We're going to have to heal deeper things that are more subtle. And maybe, you know, to the outer world, that doesn't seem super important. Like, oh, well, at least I wasn't physically abused, right? But these types of degree of harm that we feel, that our inner child absorbs, it doesn't matter the degree, because it's all relative. And at some point in your life, you're going to have to face every single degree. At some point in your life, you're going to have to look at even these deeper core subtle energies of how you felt, and you have to acknowledge these parts of yourself. No matter how small you think they are, at some point in your life, they may appear really big. Right? So that's actually the journey that I'm on right now is, yeah, these things, you know, and I've done work on this. I've processed these types of things before, but it's like now it's this subtle level coming up to the surface where I really have to look at it from my new state of consciousness, right? So we always are meeting ourselves over and over again in new states of consciousness. New versions of ourselves meet our trauma over and over again. And that's not like it's not a process you force. Like, it's not something you make happen. It's something that naturally happens, and it's a gift. It's a positive thing to be able to look at our stuff in a new light from a new perspective, which then expands us to the next level. Okay? So family system trauma and looking at it from a new level of consciousness can expand your business. It will take your business to the next level. It will take your money mindset to the next level. It will take your self-worth to the next level. Right? Your belief in yourself. It will take it all to the next level because you're reclaiming yourself once again. So, you know, I'm pretty sure I've never heard someone talk about family system relates to your business results, okay? I'm pretty sure I'm just speaking from my own experience and creating my own teaching around it because that's what I do, right? I teach other empaths, other spiritual beings like me who have a soul purpose. They're healers. They're here to change, to create change and help others grow. So we have to teach from our own experience, and that's what we do as entrepreneurs, right? We create things out of nothingness. I mean, it's not nothingness, it's our energy, but we create things out of our psyche. We create things out of thin air, basically, but it's not really thin air because it's coming from our soul. So that's one of the insecurities entrepreneurs feel too. It's like, okay, I'm just creating something like out of thin air. Like, I literally just pulled this out of my ass. Like, that's the way it feels, right? Like, you feel like you're just pulling shit out of your ass. But it's not actually coming out of your ass, and it's not actually shit. It's gold that you're pulling from your soul. It's gold that you're pulling out of your psyche. And your soul, right? It's your being, it's your energy. So this is the thing about manifestation is, and why it's so important, is that when you understand manifestation, you understand how things manifest energetically based off of your vibration, then you can value being an entrepreneur more, which also takes your business to the next level. You can value pulling shit out of your ass because it's not shit. and it's not coming out of your ass. It's coming out of, well, it could be, but it's coming out of your energy, right? So when you study manifestation, you learn to value energy. You become like less of a dense being. You become less of a 3D focused person, and you become more of your spirit. You literally become spirit. Right? This is, in my opinion, this is what my life is about, is becoming more and more spirit, more and more like God, more and more becoming that true soul level version of myself. And the human is there too. It's always, it's there as if I keep creating it to be there. And so my spirit, right, is where this teaching comes out of, you know, and you can apply that to your business too. Your spirit is where your teachings are coming from, right? Which is, it feels like out of the abyss, out of thin air. But it's not. It's something that is so close to you that you can't even see it. Right? It's so close to you that you can't even see it with your eyes. But what you do is you create something that then you can see with your eyes, right? So as an entrepreneur, you have to value this process of pulling stuff out of thin air, pulling things out of your soul, out of your psyche, and then painting them on the canvas of your screen of space. And then people come, right? You get reflections. People are reflections of you. And what you think, what you believe. So there's infinite amount of abundance for your business to succeed, right? And no business is in competition with any other business, because when you're creating from your spirit, when you're creating from your soul, and you're focused on you, right? Nothing and no one can duplicate that. There will be people very similar, right? And that's good. It's good. We need a lot of people doing similar types of work, because the planet is big and there's a lot of people here. Billions of people. So getting into this abundance mindset with being an entrepreneur and having your own business, you know, clients, if you have a client-based business, or even, you know, an audience, just with your audience, right? There's infinite amounts of people to follow you, to be in your audience, to love your work, and that never stops, right? You can always open up deeper dimensions in yourself of growth of your audience, of your clients. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about was, for a client-based business specifically, having a client-based business, it feels like you're pulling clients out of thin air, okay? And, you know, okay, so there's infinite abundance, right, all the time. You may not be perceiving that. You may not be noticing there's infinite abundance all the time, but there is. There's an infinite amount of abundance of people that can come into your work at any time. You have to vibrationally prepare the space for these people to come in. And you do that through your thoughts, you do that through your energy, your belief system, and then whatever else you believe, right? Maybe you believe, if you put a course out, or you put a your content that goes out, right? If you have really solid beliefs around what happens when you post content, like, that is very beneficial. So, you know, some people, everyone has their own beliefs about that kind of stuff, but you can always use that to your advantage. You can always expand that. You can always grow that. What you believe about when you post, right? What are you thinking when you post? What are you assuming? And then that's what you manifest. That's what you attract. So anyways, the way I see clients, the client-based business, right, there's infinite amount of clients all the time that exist. And these people too, like if you have money, limiting money ideas about clients, like in them being able to pay you, think of it this way. Their abundance is always being restored and replenished, just like mine, right? Your abundance is always being restored and replenished. Well, maybe you aren't really living in that knowing, living in that state of consciousness. So I would suggest being there more often. And then that's what you're going to attract more often. That's what you're going to get the reflection of. People who also feel their abundance is always being replenished. So people can always pay you. People can pay you over and over again. Because this is always a new moment of abundance, and more money can always be created in this moment. So there's never any limit, you know? That's why, again, there's no competition. Everyone is unique. Everyone's abundance is always being replenished. And there are infinite amount of people who need your work. So wow, right? If you think this way on a consistent basis and you really drop into the felt experience of this abundance, wow, right? You can have, you know, just listening to this podcast, you could have epic business expansion. Epic results. So the thing I wanted to talk about regarding clients, right? Oh, and I want to say epic business results, right? If you really take what I'm saying to your being, right? Download it, make it your lived experience, right? That you're in this state of abundance all the time. And you do your family system healing in regard to your business, right? Okay, so those blocks can be removed. Manifesting clients out of thin air. So if you believe manifesting clients out of thin air, right? Like if you have a client-based business, you're like, where are these people going to come from that can pay me what I want to, what I'm aligned to being paid, right? Because you're always going to manifest better what you feel aligned with receiving. So regarding your prices, like you want to price at a place that you feel is good to, it feels good to you, right? It feels worth it to you. You feel excited to jump in and do the work with your clients at that price point. Because that's the thing about being an entrepreneur, is you set your own prices. And so if you feel like doubt around that, like how am I going to manifest these people who can pay me the what I want to be paid? This is like, let's dissect this vibration. Let's look at the subtlety of this. So you think it's coming out of thin air, and you think these people are choosing to sign up with you or not, right? So you're basically projecting your energetic power and your ability to manifest. You're putting it out there and you're holding it apart from yourself when you do that. So what you want to do instead is keep your power to manifest up close with you. You're the one who is creating the vibrational reality of these people coming in at certain price points, doing certain kind of work with you. But now the manifestation piece for me and my business didn't fully click until I had all the little pieces aligned. For me, I need everything to be very specifically organized to get the exact result I want. So I have to be in the vibrational place, the feeling of having the clients that one, they can afford what I want to be paid, okay? Two, they're the type of client that I really want to work with, right? They're my ideal client. Their energy is a match for where I'm at in my life too, right? That's the thing as well, is when we work with people on a one-on-one in-depth level, like my work is very in-depth soul level work, I'm not gonna just take anybody at any vibrational place in their life, although technically I could manifest through them whatever I wanted, technically, and I'm still getting to those levels of manifestation in my business, but right? Seeing everyone as a blank canvas, no matter how they appear to me when they show up, you know, you can channel any amount of money through any client that comes to you. It just takes being in that subtle awareness of what you're assuming about them, because you're the creator of your reality, right? You're the God of your reality. Technically, your client's results depend on you. And I mean, it's fun. It's a beautiful thing to know that you have that much control over your business, right? That's how you really are the God of your reality with your business. You have that control to channel money through people, right? So this, I mean, this may not be for everyone. Like what I'm saying right now, maybe it's a little too far for you. I'm a manifestation coach, okay? Manifestation is something I focus on all the time. So I'm already oriented to this kind of perspective. If you're not in that orientation, it's totally fine for you to manifest clients how you manifest clients, right? What you'll always manifest according to whatever you believe. So if you believe clients come in a certain way and that's working for you and you're getting the results you want, then do that, right? But obviously I'm always taking things to a deeper level of awareness and consciousness regarding our businesses, and really being the creator of my own reality, right? So this vibration that I want to focus in, hone in on, this vibration of clients are coming out of thin air, right? So when you raise your prices, for example, you're manifesting new clients. It feels there's more opportunity for you to doubt the manifestation, right? Because it feels like these people who need to pay more, right? Which you've never been paid that price before. So it's a new vibration for you. And it's a new caliber of client, right? So if it feels like it's coming out of thin air and that makes you feel prone to have doubt, this is where you have to come back to manifestation, understanding how manifestation works. Manifestation means everything is coming from your energy, whatever you think. Whatever you feel, that's what you manifest. So, regarding your clients at your new price points, you have to hone in on the feeling of this caliber of a client, this level, this price point. And you feel it real, right? You feel it in your body. You feel that you know it, you think about it, and you remove the doubt. You remove the doubt by knowing, you know, if I practice these thoughts, it has to manifest just like everything else I've ever manifested. And so then you build your faith, right? The faith I just posted the other day about faith, thinking of faith as an actual substance. It's a physical thing, right? Because the idea of something being non-physical makes it harder for people to manifest. So if you just change it in your mind to know it's a physical thing, then you're able to identify with it more. So think of faith as something physical. Think of these clients that are apparently out of thin air, out of the blue, think of them as physical. So if you can do that and practice that over time, then they will have to manifest, right? So you can apply this to any type of business you have. If you don't have a client-based business, well then your customers, right? Your maybe a certain amount of customers buying your products. So what would it feel like for you, right? You're the God of your reality, you're the God of your business. The customers, a certain amount of customers coming in and paying and purchasing and being happy with their purchase, right? You're manifesting all that. You have more control than you realize over your reality. especially when it involves other people, we just give up our power to manifest. We're like, hands in the air, whatever they think goes, right? No, and it's not manipulating people. It's controlling your own assumptions about them, controlling your own thoughts about them, because whatever you consistently assume about people and your business is what's going to be true. So yes, you can change your customers. You can change your customer satisfaction rate, right? You can decide that you're unavailable for that kind of energy where customers are not satisfied with you. That's you, right? That's you creating that reality where someone like could even be possible that a customer is not satisfied. And maybe you're not conscious of how you're creating that, because in the beginning of my business, right, and I've had mostly 100% success rate with my clients, 100% satisfaction. But there have been one or two circumstances where I didn't see it coming, right? I was unaware of that kind of energy. And that was a learning experience, right? But you can always become conscious of what happened there. Wow, how did you manifest that dissatisfaction? Okay, that's going to serve you in the future. Now you know to either, you know, maybe that wasn't the ideal energy you wanted to manifest with your clients. So you're in control of the kind of energy you have with your clients. You're in control of the kind of results they get. But it takes consciousness, right? Like, I spend a lot of time just organizing my own thoughts about my business, about my clients, about myself. Okay, it takes a lot of time to organize my being with what I'm manifesting, because it takes attention to detail. It takes attention to detail. But this is my life, right? This is the life I've created. I live this. I live manifestation. I live it every day, moment to moment. So I am always aware of what I'm creating, right? And if I get distracted by current circumstances or pulled into other people's realities, sometimes that happens, I always come back to my power to manifest deliberately my whole reality, right? And that, so that takes a very strong internal focus. It takes a very strong knowing of yourself. It takes a very strong consciousness to be aware of how you're projecting on your screen of space. So anyways, I hope this podcast episode really took you to the next level in your business and manifesting in your business. I intend that you get the exact business results that you desire all the time, and that that is your normal, natural reality. If you would like to work closely with me on your inner state and your business and how they reflect, if you need me to help you process where you're blocked in your business regarding anything going on in your psyche with family system or whatever it may be, my coaching page on my website, you can always go to my website, you can always send me an email and tell me a little bit about where you're currently at and what you need help with. Okay, and I will feel into what kind of work we would be doing together, and I will manifest it. right? So I will manifest it for you. No, you're gonna have to do it too. You're gonna have to manifest and do the healing and show up and heal, right? And also show up and deepen your awareness of how you're the creator of your own reality. But the point is, you can send me an email and we can discover what the work would be working together. Because sometimes that's a discovery of, you know what I do generally, but with each individual, my work is so unique because everyone has a different psyche. Everyone has a different kind of business. And for me to really get into your business and your reality, I need to know a lot of what's going on. I need to know a lot about you. So long-term coaching container is really where my energy is currently focused at. A long-term coaching container and doing this work over a long period of time so that you can really savor the shifts you make. It's so like, working with me is such a beautiful thing. It's like a beautiful process of enlightenment. I'm not bragging, I'm just saying that's the way I've created it, right? Because that's what I want. I don't just work with clients like, you know, just for the hell of it. Like, I savor it, right? Because everything in my life, I savor. Everything in my life is a beautiful experience, you know? So, I don't know if you could hear that, but my Siri.
I'm listening.
Siri's talking to me. Okay, anyways, so. Wow, that's hilarious. Siri is talking to me. She's listening to my podcast. She wants to be my next client. So, savoring the process of working with me, right? You're gonna savor, because there's so much to be aware of. You know, people really learn from vibration. We all learn most from people's vibration, like the subtlety, the subconscious energy that we communicate to each other. So, you know, working with me, being in my coaching container, there's so much that happens underneath the surface on a spiritual level that we don't even really plan for. And that's what I love to create space for. So what I'm really moving into regarding my work with clients is a more long-term, relaxed pace, focusing on their goals, obviously getting exact result, exact reflection, exact manifestation. But there's this tremendous space in my coaching containers for the unconscious to become conscious, for the subconscious to reveal itself. And a lot of the time, like, there needs to be this epic amount of space for that, right? Because we don't know exactly what that's going to be. We know it's going to be amazing. We know it's going to be divine. We know it's going to get you your next level miraculous results beyond what you can even comprehend, but it's kind of unknown about how it's all going to happen, right? And that's what manifestation is. The how it happens can be left open to the magical being of God, the magical being of the universe that we're all connected to. So we open our minds to this process being more magical than we could have even imagined when we got started. So these are my intentions for my business and for my one-on-one work with my clients at this time. If this feels like a journey you are ready to embark on and you have the financial ability to invest at this higher level, I recommend you get in touch with me. You can go to my website and send me an email. You can always share with me what you think and what you think you're ready to manifest. And then we can take it from there. But it's really good, you know, if my clients know what kind of energetic space I'm preparing for them so that they have that kind of intention as well. And that multiplies the power of the coaching container. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope that this podcast served you. I always intend that my words help people realize things on a deeper level, that my energy helps them expand their soul. And I just hope that my message lands with the right people at the right perfect time. Thank you. Namaste.